This is the best of the week on Relevant Radio.
Let's go to Pat from St. Louis, Missouri. Pat, what can I do for you?
Father, thanks for taking my call. My question deals with Christ's appearance to people after his resurrection. His first appearance is to Mary Magdalene,
mm-hmm.
and then he encounters the two men coming. I forget if they're going to, mm-hmm. coming from Emmaus.
Actually, he appeared to Peter before them.
And then the 11 assembled disciples. But there's no mention in the readings that I've looked at of him appearing to his own mother.
There isn't.
And it would seem that the most natural thing, you know, from the human side of Christ and of mm-hmm. Mary is he would make it a point to go to his mother and say, be calm, I'm restored to life, whatever you would say under the circumstances, but there's no reference to such a meeting at all.
There's none at all because it isn't to the point of the Gospels. You know, 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, has the fifth resurrection account. And Jesus had a very busy day on Easter Sunday. He first appeared to Peter, it says, and then he appeared to the 12, and then he appeared to 500 of the brethren at once. Then he went to the missionaries, the apostles, not the 12. He'd already been to 12. And then, it's fascinating, 500 at once. We always think they all gathered someplace and met with Jesus. They might have been in 500 different places, and he appeared to them at once. Remember, he's no longer limited by space and time. And I think that, you know, the idea of it's a very pious idea. Of course, Jesus being a good Jewish boy and would have gone to see his mother first. I don't think it was necessary. In her perfect human nature, she might have known that her son had risen from the dead the moment it happened. You know, we can't say that. You see, the purposes of the gospel were to establish certain points from the common fund of knowledge about Jesus, what he had done and what he had said. I believe that the Gospels, from the human perspective, were not written as evangelistic texts. The Gospel of Matthew, Jesus is the fulfillment of prophecy. The Gospel of Mark, Jesus is divine. The Gospel of Luke, I believe it was written as kind of an amicus brief, in a sense, to get them to withdraw the charges against Jesus before the trial date. And the Gospel of John, I believe in its human purpose, was written to show the followers of John the Baptist that John the Baptist had clearly said that Jesus was the Messiah. He wasn't. So those books were written for those purposes. The appearance to the Blessed Mother, that wasn't part of those purposes. And, you know, the idea, the pious idea that he had to appear to his mother because we love her and she's a wonderful woman and he's a good Jewish boy who'd go talk to Mama, I suspect that the minute that he rose from the dead, she knew it. Remember, she had a perfect human nature. I don't know, you know, this is going to offend people because everyone says, well, of course he went to see his mother first. I don't know that he did. I don't know that he had to. She was in such union with him that they were never quite apart. As beautiful in the movie, The Passion of the Christ, there's a beautiful scene where the Blessed Mother is kind of kneeling on the ground over the cell, the underground cell in which Jesus is being kept. They were inseparable in a way that we who are sinful human beings can't understand. There was no reason to mention that appearance. The Gospels are not written to be histories of Jesus. They're written to be specific texts about specific things. At least that's what I think. It's a different way of thinking of the Gospels. We just assume the Gospels are evangelistic texts and they're histories. They're not. They're not good histories. They're historical. All the details in the Gospels, I believe, happened. But they're not histories. They don't tell us what color Jesus' hair was. They don't tell us what he did on a Friday night. They don't tell us what his bowling scores were. I mean, they're not biographies. They leave out most of his life. They're written for specific purposes. And remember, they didn't have a lot of paper. They did not have a lot of capacity to write. Those things were written for very specific reasons. And Jesus' relationship to his mother was not something they wrote about. The ancient people, even in their histories, did not like to write about personal details the way we do. The concept of history was different. So I hope that helps.
It's an unsatisfied curiosity at this point.
Well, that's one of those things where, well, I'm going to go visit her on the day after the resurrection, provided I make it. And and ask her some questions, and I'm sure she's a great cook. So at any rate, I'll let you go, Pat. God bless, and thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. This entire episode of Father Simon Says is on the Relevant Radio app. The Relevant Radio app is completely free and updated daily with fresh articles, podcasts, and prayers. Don't delay. Download the app today. And thanks for listening.